Hey everybody, welcome to Cox Automotive's PM Roundtable series, where we're talking about maximizing your profits in today's competitive environment. And in this topic, we're gonna be talking about re-engaging your leads, right? And the way that I like to think about it is kind of that cradle to cradle life cycle. So versus, you know, cradle to grave, where you get somebody into the dealership, you sell them the car, and then you don't know what happens to them. You get them into that next life cycle, which is service, right? And re-engaging with them while they service that vehicle through the lifetime of the vehicle. And maybe when it's time for them to purchase their next vehicle, you get them back into that sales life cycle. So let's kick it off and talk about how you can use your different tools to re-engage your customers and keep them coming back and maximize their lifetime value with you. All right, so John, when it comes to CRM, how can you use those tools to kind of re-engage your existing leads and your existing customers and kind of keep them in the life cycle?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, you spend so much money getting a customer in front of you, right? So the end result is we want to sell them. That's the end result, right? But we also need to remember that a lot of our customers, we either can't sell, they don't buy from us, they don't, so there's a reason behind what they do or don't do, right? So we've got lost opportunities and we've got sold opportunities. So inside of the processes, we have a lost process that we can build that should be, you know, you don't want to have to continuously work and have your salespeople call these customers, and that's time consuming,
yeah.
Right? We want to focus on new business.
Yeah.
Let the CRM work for you, right? Let's build out an automated process. We got dealers out there that have 60 months worth of follow-up inside of a lost process that are getting re-engagement simply from an automated process inside of a lost process. Same thing with our sold.
Some of the stuff that I've heard you say, most owners and GMs have no idea what's in those processes.
Yeah, I mean, if they take a look at it, I ask you right now, take a look inside of your CRM and look at your settings, ILM CRM settings, and go to sales and service processes. Take a look at your loss process. Do you even have one? I'd be willing to bet that probably 40% of them don't.
That's a problem. Kevin, why don't you dive into it a little bit?
Yeah, not a problem. Like, some of the stuff that John and I've worked on in the past, like he was saying, is that communication side of things. And for those that are listening, it is extremely important that you spend time on what you don't sell. All right. For an example, I want each and every one that's listening to this call that's a manager to go back to your dealership in the ILM CRM, in your sales and service process, and I want you to click on your lost follow-up process. I can guarantee you in there is majority of it's blank for a very short time frame, and you're really not driving anything. That's the opportunity that we were talking about just a moment ago, is keeping that relationship going. If you can't follow up with your customer, automate it. And you can automate a loss process for 5 years and reach out to them every 2 months, just checking to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
I have a dealership that has this amazing template that goes out every four months. And it says, just wanted to keep you updated on all the inventory, incentives, program changing, and pricing. Click here for new, click here for used. And it's one of the highest templates that drive customers back to the website. And from there, we also have tools like Deal Central, where if you do not have the customer's control, you can send them an email with a link into it. And when they start shopping for the car and changing their money down and changing payments and appraising vehicles, that all feeds back to the customer dashboard, so you just stay in control.
Yeah.
The last thing is the sold customer. We all want to resell the customer twice. I think a huge missed opportunity is, once again, everyone listening to this message, go into your sold delivered follow-up process. When you look in there, I will guarantee you almost anyone looking in there is going to see, you know, all your service reminders and automated emails and letters that they don't send out.
Anniversaries.
You can see all of those pieces. That's not follow-up. And owners, if you're listening, GMs, if you're listening, what's follow-up? Calling them and asking them to buy another vehicle? No, calling, checking in on them, making sure they're doing well. If they have any questions, are they satisfied? Asking for referrals.
The relationship.
Like you just said, John. And if you can't do it, automate it.
I love it. And Kevin, you know, I'm going to bring this right back to you, John, talking about automation, because we've got our automated marketing platform, which can basically not only, you know, just send stuff out based on time, which is, you know, fundamental, but also based on customer behavior. Right, so if we can see somebody checking out Auto Trader and maybe putting their trade in into Kelley Blue Book, and when we have an idea of what their equity is, start sending them some messages. Why don't we dive into that?
Yeah, so you know, when we're talking about automated marketing, you know, AMP, it's a product that a lot of dealers don't truly understand its benefit. I can't tell you how many times I've been on a phone call with a dealer and they've told me, well, I don't think I need it. I'm like, well, why, Mr. Dealer? Well, because it's telling me that I've got leads and that I've got car deals that are coming from AMP that didn't actually come from AMP. Well, how do you know? Right? I asked them, how do you know? And I get the same stare that you just gave me. Because
they don't see it working.
Yeah, exactly. It's
behind the scenes.
It's behind the scenes, right? It's one of those tools that it's not about, you know, that consistent sales approach. It's the relationship. It's staying in touch with. It's create. You can use AMP in so many different ways. A lot of folks don't even understand. Surveys from service, right? Mm-hmm. You can create a lead source from a survey. Mm-hmm. How does the customer feel about your dealership service department? That's a pain point for a lot of dealers, right? I mean,
yeah.
That is an absolute pain point. Oh, my service manager is just, I get heat cases from service all the time.
Well, the key piece of AMP is the M in AMP, the marketing. And the key thing of marketing is called frequency. And frequency is how many times someone hears or sees something more than 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
I can list off a couple.
I think I know where you're going.
Right? We all know, and everybody listening, this isn't a plug or anything, but you can save 15% or more by switching your car insurance to
Geico.
Everyone kind of knows it's Geico. You hear it and you see it and it's everywhere in billboards, on TV, and the radio. And
there's a good looking radio. Little lizard.
That is high frequency. Yep. So AMP, automotive marketing platform, does that based on the customer's buying habits, mileage habits, service habits, ownership habits. Equity habits, leasing, term, high interest rates. There's thousands of different scenarios that in the background, it's firing messages to these people when it creates the opportunity for it to do so.
And every time the OEM updates an incentive or a program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your salesperson call you and say, guess what? GM just came out with an employee pricing for everybody. You set out a marketing piece for that.
I think, you know, one thing that really sticks out for AMP for me is just the idea of prospecting. You know, the old way of doing it is like, here's a list of people to call and tell them it's their car's birthday. And, you know, 95% of them have no interest in you calling them, have no interest in buying a car at this very moment.
I tell you a secret, 95% of our salespeople aren't even going to call them.
Exactly. But with AMP, it's giving you, you know, a list of people to call who have interacted with an offer, who have gone in and visited your website, who have shown interest in a deal. All of a sudden, you know, you've got a smaller list, but it's people who are interested in what you have to sell. So not only are your salespeople happier, but the customers you're calling, they're not as annoyed by you because you're calling them with something that they're interested in versus, oh, man, mm-hmm. you're interrupting me and it's my kid's birthday and what, you want me to sell me a car? Click.
It's day to day. I get on calls with dealers.
Yeah.
My salespeople, the overdue task, they're always coming up to me. I got too many tasks. It's not that they don't have, it's not that. It's just that they're not completing them.
Yep.
They're not doing the
job. It could
be
an overload of tasks too.
Oh, that could be that.
With AMP, to complement the conversation, I see a lot of AMP really helping out the service department as well.
Yeah,
that's an untapped market that most people don't spend a lot of time doing. And based on the mileage and the last RO date, it really ramps up, and I've seen a lot of great things coming from the service side of things, yep. which is just
love it.
Positive cash flow.
And you know, Daniel, we've been kind of keeping you on the sideline here, but I think service is so incredibly important when it comes to lifetime value of a customer,
yep.
right? It's not selling the car and then hoping that they come back and buy their next car. It's sell the car, get them to service the vehicle at the dealership, and then sell them another car. So how do you kind of view, you know, in the service lens, re-engaging those customers?
Yeah. For us, it's leveraging the Xtime Invite product. And there's really three pieces to that. You got text marketing, you got email marketing, and then you got outbound to create automated lists for your BDC to do those outbound calls. And like you said, automating anything you can. And the easiest, lowest hanging fruit are your declined service customers. Mm-hmm. They were recently in, they need service, they maybe couldn't afford that day, but we're reaching back out, re-engaging with those customers and getting that dollar back in. You know, you talk about for most dealers out there, that's a 6-7 figure opportunity. Those customers have already done business with you. Again, those are easy things that we can just making sure that we're leveraging the software we have today.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, service is such low-hanging fruit when it comes to re-engaging customers.
Yeah.
We know that service drives, you know, close to 50% of your gross profit at the end of the day. But on average, we see dealers, you know, they invest maybe 5% of their marketing dollars towards service. So think about the ROI there. You're spending 5% of your marketing dollars, but it's equating to 50% of your profit. So maybe if you spent a little bit more time marketing your service, you could increase the return on the investment dramatically. And that's not just using Invite and, you know, a great service scheduler, but it's actually, you know, advertising service, getting in front of people who might be searching for, you know, a quick oil change from Jiffy Lube or wherever, right? You can compete against them. I think on average, the difference between an independent and a dealership as far as average service cost is something like less than $20.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all these advantages.
Right? To add to that, I think every dealer out there listening to this, every owner for sure, would agree that that service dime that they make is guaranteed. There's no chargeback. There's no, if a customer repos a car, there's no, that money can't be taken back from them, mm-hmm. right? That's guaranteed money. So why would you not?
Yeah, every dealership's a for-profit company, and it's just how you utilize your tools to work with you.
Yep.
One of the biggest things most dealers don't have or dedicate is their time. And you got to dedicate the time to learn the tool. And we're throwing a lot of things at these dealers right now. And don't try to do everything at once. You're going to fail miserably, but one at a time. You know, find out where the greatest opportunity is for you, and let's start from the base and work your way up.
Yep. Lots 100%. Of incremental changes add up to huge, huge differences in the long run. You know, and I think on the marketing front, you know, that's a great opportunity as well. And now that, you know, we're looking at first party data, combining with third party data, OEM data, all this great stuff, not only can you engage with people who are in your CRM using like AMP, but you can go after shoppers who might not have interacted with your dealership because maybe they visited Auto Trader, maybe they visited Kelley Blue Book, maybe they visited your website but haven't submitted a lead, but you've got that idea of who that shopper is, you can start sending them ads. So we can get away from that spray and pray mentality of advertising. And, you know, that works to a certain degree of getting your brand in front of people. It's kind of like the Geico methodology of, like, hey, everybody knows Geico, which is great. But we also want to make sure we're hitting the people with what they want when they want it. So if we know that person's interested in an F-150, we're showing them an F-150 ad and landing them on your F-150 page. And on your website, you know, you're optimizing it so they're more likely to call, click, fill out their deal online, or come into the store and say, hey, I saw that car online, I'd like to buy it today. And you know, that's so tremendously important, is making sure people get that personalized experience. And I think we all have different ways to make that experience personalized for them. Yep. And that's what, you know, we can do to create that cradle to cradle life cycle. Mm-hmm. All right, great stuff, gentlemen. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for watching the PM Roundtable series. Lots of great takeaways. And be sure to check out the other sessions. There's tons of great information that I guarantee will help you with your business in today's competitive environment. Thanks again.